The family of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is 2 Chronicles Chapter 25. And without wasting time, set up with prayers. Almighty, I'm going to thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for your gift of life. I thank you for your provision. I thank you for always being there for us. Father, where you have gone wrong in our thoughts and actions, what you have been able to fulfill to do. May you send the Holy Spirit to come and guide us, come and be with us, come and protect us, and always show us your ways that you want us to be. Father, build us, believing and trusting in your mighty name, but of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go on straight to 1 Chronicles chapter 25. Amaziah, king of Judah. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Jehoaddan. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly. After the kingdom was firmly in his control, he executed the officials who had murdered his father, the king. Yet he did not put their children to death, but acted in accordance with what is written in the law, in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, "Parents shall not be put to death for their children, no children be put to death for their parents. Each will die for their own sin." Amaziah called the people of Judah together and assigned them according to their families, to commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds for all Judah and Benjamin. He then mustered those 20 years old or more and found that there were 300,000 men fit for military service, about to handle the spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 fighting men from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him and said, "Your Majesty, these troops from Israel must not match with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the people of Ephraim. Even if you go and fight courageously in battle, God will overthrow you before the enemy, for God has the power to help or to overthrow." Amaziah asked the man of God, "But what about the 100 talents I paid for these Israelite troops?" The man of God replied, "The Lord can give you much more than that." So Amaziah dismissed the troops who had come to him from Ephraim and sent them home. They were furious with Judah and left for home in great rage. Amaziah then marshaled his strength and led his army to the Valley of Salt, where he killed 10,000 men of Seir. The army of Judah also captured 10,000 men alive, took them to the top of the cliff, and threw them so that they were dashed to pieces. Meanwhile, the troops that Amaziah had sent back and had not allowed to take part in the war raided towns belonging to Judah and from Samaria to Beth Horon. They killed 3,000 people and carried off great quantities of plunder. When Amaziah returned from slaughtering the Edomites, he brought back the gods of the people of Seir. He set them up as his own gods, bowed down to them, and buried sacrifices to them. The anger of the Lord burnt against Amaziah, and he sent a prophet to him who said, "Why do you consult his people's gods, which could not save their own people from your hand?" While he was still speaking, the king said to him, "Have you appointed you an advisor to the king? Stop! Why be struck down?" So the prophet stopped but said, "I know that the God has determined to destroy you because you have done this and not listened to my counsel." After Amaziah, king of Judah, consulted his advisors, he sent his challenge to Joash, son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel. "Come, let us face each other in battle." But Jehoash, king of Israel, replied to Amaziah, king of Judah, "A thistle in Lebanon sent a message to a cedar in Lebanon. Give your daughter to my son in marriage." Then a wild beast in Lebanon came along and trampled the thistle underfoot. "You say to yourself that you have defeated Edom, and now you are arrogant and proud. But stay at home. Why ask for trouble and cause your own downfall and that of Judah also?" Amaziah, however, could not listen, for God so worked that he might deliver them in the hands of Jehoash, because they sought the gods of Edom. So Jehoash, king of Israel, attacked. He and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced each other at Beth Shemeth in Judah. Judah was routed by Israel, and every man fled to his home. Jehoash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemeth. Then Jehoash brought him to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate, a section about 400 cubits long. He took all the gold and silver and all the articles found in the temple of God that had been in the care of Obed-Edom, together with the palace treasures and the hostages, and returned to Samaria. Amaziah, son of Joash, son of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. As for the other events of Amaziah's reign, from the beginning to the end, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? From the time that Amaziah turned away from the following the Lord, they conspired against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent men after him to Lachish and killed him there. He was brought back by a horse and buried with his ancestors in the city of Judah. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. Let's go straight to what message does it carry. First thing that we learn comes from verse 2. And what does verse 2 say? Verse 2 says, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly. Amen. Today we see an example in the Bible of someone rendering himself to the Lord, rendering himself to the service of the Lord, but not doing it wholeheartedly. Amen. This just reminds us as Christians that we ought to give the Lord everything. We should not go to the Lord with 50% when we expect 100% from him. We shouldn't. The Lord, our God, deserves 100%. When we decide that we are of the Lord, we should stick to the Lord. When you decide that you are of the earth, you should stick to the earth of the Lord. But do not be lukewarm. That's the devil's favorite. Can I say Christian, a lukewarm Christian? The devil loves lukewarm Christians, those Christians who are partially surrendered to the Lord. Why? It's so easy for the devil to come and destabilize them. I'm only going to verse 8. Verse 8 says, even if you go and fight courageously in battle, God will overthrow you before the enemy, for God has the power to help or to overthrow. Amen. This verse just tells us of how powerful the God we serve is. Amen. How powerful he is, that he has the power to help or overthrow. Amen. So many times as Christians, we waste our energies running from one person to another looking for help. But you know, the Bible is challenging us. The Bible is telling us that if we want help, who should we go to? The Lord, for he is our helper. If you ever feel stranded and you need direction, go to the Lord. Why? For he is our helper. And lastly, from verse 9, Amaziah asked the man of God, but what about the 100 talents I have paid for the Israelite troops? The man of God replied that the God can give you so much more than that. Amen? That God can give you so much more than that. That just tells us today that the God we serve is an abundant giver, that he gives in excess and excess. The units in which God gives us is called excess. That when he decides to bless you, he blesses you in excess. That whatever that you do as a Christian, he will do it for you in excess. But he will only do that to you if you follow the Lord. Amen. If you follow his commands. So many times we as Christians, we are washed away. We want access from the Lord, but you know, We are not even doing the bare minimum. We want maximum from the Lord, but we're not even doing the bare minimum. The Bible is telling us today that indeed the Lord is a giver of excess, but we ought to follow His commands as well. That's what I had for you today. Get some time. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 25. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithallan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. God, mighty love, God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. I want to thank you for always protecting us where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done, what we have failed to do. Father, may you protect us and guide us, and may you always be there for us, Father. May you show us your way. May you protect us and fill us with your Holy Spirit, Father, for all the times that we have sought other people other than you, Father. May you always bring us back, because you are our helper, Father. All our help comes from you. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.